Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. John chapter 14, the first four verses. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. My 2 4-year-old sons have lots of questions, some of which I feel unprepared to answer. Recently, the topic of Jesus being in heaven came up, and one of them expressed fear over going to heaven, stating, "I don't want to go to heaven to be with Jesus. That is scary for me." I could relate. I recall being nervous on several occasions when I was confronted with near-death experiences. How could I blame my boy for feeling the same way? Then I recalled the comforting passage in John about Jesus preparing a room for us in heaven. What a beautifully simple analogy. I read it to them, and we talked about the coolest room they could possibly imagine. We pictured Jesus getting it ready for them and how he was taking great care to make sure it was welcoming, special, and far better than anything we could even dream of. And we talked about the best part of all. Jesus will be there. When we were done, my son exclaimed, "I miss Jesus. I want to visit him now." That discussion turned their thoughts towards death being something desirable for a Christian. Now, when the topic of death comes up, we recall with anticipation the room that Jesus is preparing for us in heaven. Heaven is our home, and our Father is waiting excitedly to greet us, rather than a distant God who will usher us into the unknown. I am happy that my boys can share with me in the knowledge and reassurance of Jesus' promises. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the promises you have given me about my heavenly home. Please help me remember that heaven is my home, and it is far greater than anything I have here on earth, especially knowing you will be there. I pray in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.